Tainis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. B'shloishem b'ma'acheshvon sholem nesak shomim. We left off in the first Mishnah that the sholem nesak shomim, the maskir nesak shomim, takes place in Shmini Atzeres. But the actual she'ela nesak shomim only takes place when the rain actually is supposed to come down. When is that? The Mishnah says b'shloishem b'ma'acheshvon. What's third day of Cheshvan? So the Tanakhama, we'll see later on, this is Shittas Reb Meir, is that the first batch of rain that's supposed to fall to prepare the ground to absorb more rain, the heavier rains, starts on Shloshah Ma'acheshvan. So right after Sukkot, a week and a half after Sukkot, Shloshah Ma'acheshvan, that's the time. Rabbi Gamliel Omer B'Shiva Boyin, the seventh day of Cheshvan. Why? What day is that? It's Chamisha Oso Yom Acher Achog. It's 15 days after the Yom Kippur. Kedei sheyagia achron shebiyisrael lenahar pros. Klal Yisrael left Yerushalayim after the Yom Kippur. Reluctantly, they went back kol echad to his place. This one went back to Haifa. This one back to Ashdod. This one went back to Be'er Sheva and so on. And the furthest travelers to cross the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael had to cross Nahar Pros. Nahar Pros is the boundary that's written in the Torah, the original Min HaTorah borders of Eretz Yisrael. Now, he agrees in terms of the weather. He has the same weatherman that Reb Meir has, and they both agree that the first rain should come down on Gimel Cheshvan. We're doicher ad Zayin Cheshvan, because that's when the Oyler Regal have to get back. There's a Zayti in the Kudah here, which is interesting. It sounds like it's a Dava Poshut, that all Oyler Regal stay till after Yom Tov. They only leave 15 days. They takes them 15 days, but it's 15 days from the end of Yom Tov. Maybe not. Maybe other regal only have to come for the first day of Yom Tov. They have to bring in Oyla Suriyah. They have to be Mishtachim. And that's it. They can travel back. Who says they can't start going back to Chol HaMoed? This is Machlok Sushenim in Meseches Chagiga. Others understand that Be'etzem they would be able to leave. But since there were those that didn't make it for the first day of Yom Tov, there were those that straggled in only over Chol HaMoed, and they were Mashlim their Chiyuv and their Korban Oyla Suriyah on the last day of Tov. So you have to wait for everybody. And you have to wait for the furthest of the last batch, 15 days after the end of Yom Tov. But others were able to leave earlier. They're ashamed that hold not that way. Tosfos talks about it in Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin. Tosfos brings all this raid. It's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey. And like we said, Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Other Rishonim in other places, Rishonim in Sukkah. That could be that a chelik of the mitzvah siri'iyah of being a lerega was to stay for the whole Yom Tov. So then you're really waiting for Klal Yisrael to leave and to cross to the Nahar Pros. Svar Mamavur, by the way, that the Hashpois, a ruchnius of Yom Tov lasts for 15 days. That's when the last of the other regalim went home. That's your Shumot. Mishnah Dalet. Higiyah Sheva Osev Ma'acheshvan V'lo Yorduk Shabbat. The first alarm bells started ringing that maybe there's a Midas Adin, maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom is not giving the Shefa Hamavu Keshes to give Chiyus and Chayim to the whole of Eretz Yisrael for the next year. No rain fell already a week and a half after, well, almost 2 weeks, after this Zman that should be the first rain, Shavuos of Ma'acheshvan. Toshir Shumais point out that the 17th day, it's brought in Kadmonim, that this is going to be the first evidence of Midas HaDin, Rachman Olitzlan, and the day of the 17th of Ma'acheshvan is a day that B'Yemei Kedem was already a day of Midas HaDin. It's the first day of the Mabul. And of course, it's not a coincidence. The Mabul is a ribuy of Shefa, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled back all the Gvurois, all the Midas HaDin, all the stops, and Chesed that's undiluted. Person would have money raining at him. It's like you have in Pasha's Baloischo, where the Rebbeinu Shalom said, they're going to eat and eat until they drop. If it rains and rains and rains and rains and rains without the right balance, then of course it'll destroy the whole world. That's what happened on the 17th day of Ma'acheshvan. So we recognize that the Rebbeinu Shalom pulling the strings, sometimes more rain, sometimes less rain, is all l'toivoseinu, to make the right balance and the right relationship and the right messaging to us in terms of where we're up to. So it was on that day that Klal Yisrael started hearing those alarm signals. His chilu ha-yechidim mis'anin sholosh tainiyas. Yechidim over here refers to yechidim skula. The Rav says in two words, Talmidei Chachamim, those are the Yechidei Skula. Misan Sholosh Tanias, they fast Bahab. Bahab is the Rosh Hateves Beis, Hey Beis of Sheni, Chamishi, and Sheni. Every Seder Tainis over here, the 2 days that are Miyuchod for Tainis are Monday and Thursday, which is why we say V'urachim. These are days of Tefillah, these are days of Kriyas HaTorah, and it's true as well for Tainis. So they fast the Sheni Chamishi V'Sheni. Oichlin V'Shoisim V'Shech HaShecho. There's no Isser to eat at night. It's a tainus the way we have regular tainus in, and that's all tainus yochid, is a tainus that starts in the morning. The Rav points out from the Gemara, and this is an important halacha, people don't know this. If it's asar b'teves, be'etzim the tainus could start at night. It starts after a person goes to sleep. What's the rationale? The rationale is that b'midu mesuyemes, the night time, even though it's really the next day, on the calendar, Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan starts at night. So at night, that's already the day that you're supposed to fast. But if you think about it, at night, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, is really the end part of a person's day. It's really it's the haschol of a new calendar day, but in the Seder Hayom of a Yid, we'll point it out this way. If we would ask most of us, tell me the three tefillos you daven every day. Most people say Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. It's not true. It's Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. At night is the beginning of the calendar day. Yes, but in my Seder Hayoim, I get up in the morning and I go to sleep at night. So my Seder Hayoim starts by Moide Ani and it finishes by Amapul. So Memela, because of that, the at night was part of Al Seder Hayoim, Al Avoido, it's part of the previous day. Like the Gemara says, if a person has a Kriyas Yitim HaTayru and he doesn't get through the day, he should be Mashlam that night. Dafka that night. Why? Because the end of his day. He should make Ashlam that day. Before in Rishayna Mosa, Tefillin. If there is, it's not so partial, but if there's a chiv to wear Tefillin every day, that's because your Seder Hayoim has to include Tefillin. Tefillin gives a Yid Etzura of a Seder Hayoim. So there's a discussion in Rishayna, what happens, Rabbeinu Peretz, the end of Erevin, what happens if a person didn't put on Tefillin the day, he wants to be Mashlam at night for that day. How can he be Mashlam at night for that day? It's the next day. It's not. In the Seder Hayoim, the Seder Havoid of a person's day, you start from Moed Ani, and you go till Hamapo. So because of that, the Tainis Yochid didn't start at night. But once a person would go to sleep, then he's already in the next day mode. So if you get up 4 o'clock in the morning, he can't eat. It's already Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan. He can't eat. It's part of the previous day's Seder Hayom. It's not. He already went to sleep. Because of that, whenever a person's Mekabel Tainis and he wants to have the ability, or even Shavasa B'Tamuz, any other Tainis, we don't fast at night. You have to say at night, I'm not Mekabel Tainis until Alois HaShachar. And then if you want, you can get up like people get up 4 o'clock in the morning to have a snack to help them through the Tainis. An important halacha to remember. But here's where the Makar of it is. The Oichel V'Shoisim M'Shech HaShecho U'Mutorin B'Malocha Rechitza Sichon Nil Sadan V'Tash M'Shamit. To all the other Inuyim that are part of a Tainis Kamura of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur do not apply by this Tainis.